From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The ex-husband of a woman who had an extramarital affair with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens testified for an hour and a half on Friday. The ex-husband spoke before a House committee doing its own investigation into the indicted governor, his lawyer said. Attorney Al Watkins told the Associated Press that the man was asked to confirm that his wife had described to him her interaction with Greitens, that he had recorded their conversation, and that he hadn't altered it before turning the recording over to investigators. Missouri's House Speaker tasked the panel with investigating the governor following his recent indictment by a St. Louis grand jury on a felony invasion of privacy charge. The charge stems from allegations that he took a non-consensual photo of the woman, who was at least partially nude, and transmitted the image in a way that could be accessed by a computer. Watkins said neither he nor the ex-husband have seen the photo. A longtime Boone County clerk passed away yesterday after a 35-year-long career with the county. Wendy Noren, who was 63, had been working as the county clerk since 1982 when she resigned this year due to a battle with cancer. She worked briefly as a consultant for the current county clerk, Taylor Burks. Noren won re-election 8 times. She had earned the reputation as an elections expert, which caused people from all over the country to call and ask her advice on election-related matters. Back in 2007, Noren took it upon herself to develop a software that included Boone County in a required statewide voter registration database. By creating the software, she saved taxpayers nearly $125,000. The Columbia Disabilities Commission and City Administration will now provide free transportation for some disabled and elderly voters. This comes after the Boone County Clerk's decision to close 2 polling stations at Paquin and Oak Towers in downtown Columbia. Chuck Graham, chair of the Columbia Disabilities Commission, says the rides will cost the city $38 in each direction. Graham says the goal is to make voting easier for residents of Paquin and Oak Towers.
Well, they weren't very happy about it. Those have always been polling places. All of this could have been easily avoided by just not moving those 2 polling places.
Boone County Clerk Taylor Burks says he closed the polling stations because of low voter turnout and to decrease election costs. Burks says he has apologized to residents and will reopen these polling stations in the future. Missouri's Department of Social Services director is still being overpaid despite his promises to stop the practice. The Jefferson City News Tribune reported this past week that Director Steve Corsi again received a second salary payment from a different state agency. He came under scrutiny last month for taking roughly $128,000 salary a year from the department he leads, along with close to $13,800 from the Department of Health and Senior Services. Health Department checks bump his salary up to $142,000 a year. Corsi had said he wouldn't accept the higher pay, but records show he received another check from the health department since then. Corsi says he noticed the payment on Wednesday. He says he won't take the extra pay, which he said will be subtracted from his next paycheck. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.